The Essential Cecil by Elizabeth Kay.
They really must think I'm stupid. They think I don't know what they were talking about in the bathroom when they dropped their voices and washed their hands of me. They're writing me off. I know I can't go on forever. I may be 84, but I'm not senile, and there's no need to treat me like a child. Oh, he poked and prodded and made knowledgeable noises every so often. No respect. Just a child himself, waving his qualifications around as a substitute for experience. And Beth, oh, Beth, simply stood there, white as a sheet, but smiling. Mustn't let him suspect that anything's really amiss.
So there really isn't anything more you can do?
I'm sorry, Beth. It's a terminal case.
Terminal? Oh, very amusing.
Oh, my apologies. An unfortunate turn of phrase. But don't be too miserable about Cecil. 80-odd years is pretty good going by any standards. I take it he is well insured.
No. No, he isn't.
Oh, I see. Difficult. Well, we can prolong things a bit, I suppose, if that's what you really want. Although I'm afraid there's no way I can give you a clean bill of health for an insurance company. I'd be struck off. Your Cecil is suffering from incurable old age. Comes to us all eventually. Even in these days.
Thank you for seeing him.
Oh, my pleasure.
Offshore Seaweeds Limited, your fuel for the future. Can I help you?
Give me Felix.
Beth, what's up?
It's Cecil.
Oh, yes. What's the old swine done now? The cards in July were awfully nice. A Merry Christmas to you all and a Happy New Century.
No, listen.
No, don't tell me. They've delivered a turkey.
Please, Felix, it's serious this time.
Well, tell me what can be more serious than a turkey. Government-certified flesh is for Grade 1 taxpayers only, my dear.
Will you listen to me? Cecil's definitely on the way out. It's terminal.
Terminal? Ha ha! Glad to see you've kept your sense of fun.
Well, I happen to be upset, even if you aren't.
Do you really wish to disconnect, caller? You haven't said goodbye.
I didn't want to say goodbye. Bloody answering machines.
Perhaps you have an emotional problem relating to computerized communication systems, caller. Can I be of some assistance?
No, thank you.
Have you completed your call?
Yes.
I don't like it when you're angry, Beth. It upsets me. Shall I switch on some music?
No, thanks, Cecil.
A cup of tea, coffee, something stronger?
No.
I've been getting you down lately, haven't I? Christmas cards in September, honestly, I ask you.
July?
I sent quite a few of them. They were little holograms of robins. A bit kitsch, I suppose, in retrospect. Was it really July?
It still is, Cecil. You only sent them last week.
Oh, you won't be wanting the turkey, then?
Oh, God!
Feeling a bit low, Felix. Come over to the Leisure Dome and have a blast on me.
Oh, that's very generous of you, H.T.
Wanted a word with you anyway.
Oh, did you?
Job getting you down?
No. No, not at all.
Wonderful stuff, seaweed. Eat it, distill it, explode it. Not much you can't do with it, eh?
Yeah.
Husband does a terrific sauteed lava weed with bladder agony. Brazilians started it all, you know. Distilling sugarcane and running their automobiles on alcohol.
Oh.
Left it to us Europeans to make the leap from sugarcane to seaweed, though. Well, not much else you can do with the sea these days, is there? Need a stomach pump if you fall in it round here.
Yes,
we've come a long way since the oil ran out, thanks to seaweed. Now then, Felix, I've got something rather special lined up for you. Diplomatic job.
Oh?
Need a pep-up by the look of it. Want you to act as host to a visiting dignitary.
Me? Oh, but the house is in a shambles. We're having a spot of bother with our computer.
Now, look here, Felix. If you can pull this one off, the increase in salary will buy you a new one, cash.
Oh,
just look at the algae on that lake. Glorious. So, what sort of house computer do you have at the moment?
Oh, it's a CEC-1L. Cecil.
Cecil?
Carruthers electronic computer.
Never heard of it.
No, it's an early model.
Got a Domi Pewter's Z17 Deluxe myself.
Really?
Freezes the pool over into an ice rink for the kids. Marvellous. Kids today don't know how lucky they are, do they? They still moan about being bored. Had my first one on my 53rd birthday and the second one 6 weeks later. Never regretted it.
No, I'm sure.
Took them to the Clapham Common Nature Reserve last weekend. Lovely show of dandelions. Taken your Sally there?
Oh, many times.
Now, this visiting dignitary. Mm. Extraterrestrial, as a matter of fact. I expect you're wondering why we happen to select you for an enterprise like this, and you're probably thinking I've got no qualifications, and of course you'd be absolutely right if this was any ordinary customer. Oh, damn space hoppers never give you a moment's peace. Well, the reason we selected you is because both you and this Darjendi character have an interest in common.
Sorry?
Didn't realize you were an authority on Shakespeare, really. Damn good job, too. He's a bit of an enthusiast, I gather. So we ran a probe through all our employees' computers, and you were the only one who'd actually read any of it. He'll be travelling under a pseudonym. He's got a thing about publicity. Falstaff, that was it.
Falstaff?
Oh, I think I've got it right. Said you would appreciate the joke.
Oh, Falstaff. Yes, of course.
One of those blasted aliens circling round and round like that. Don't give a bit resist about air regulations. Animals!
There's one of those humans down there shaking its fist at us.
Sign of anger, I think. And turn that appalling racket off. I can hardly hear the stop for smiling.
Why don't you just cut out all this circling and land in the spaceport like anyone else?
God sweat, Tosh, you might as well send the victim written notification. We've got a really big contract for once. We could make our reputations with a result on this one.
We could make a nasty black hole in somebody's back garden if we screw up the landing.
Oh,
hang on. What about that circle of white stuff? That looks pretty smooth. That's odd. It's registering a much lower temperature than anything else around here.
That'll do.
Aren't you going to scan it?
Oh, we're a right stickler for regulations, aren't we? Cut 15 and phase gamma 12. We're going down right now, Grandad.
What did you call me? No, I'm no older.
Nice and easy.
You've got a nerve.
Now concentrate, will you?
That. Well, clap that scanner.
No, it's all right, it's all right.
Please, together.
No, you boss, Tosh. We're going down. 6, 15. I'm with you. No, careful.
Not this year, darling. Parties make so much noise. And you know noise upsets Cecil's waste disposal circuits.
I'd help clean up. I did last time when Daddy played his ultrafire really loud.
Sally, no. One lot of sewage on the carpets was quite enough. I'll take you out somewhere instead.
Not Clapham Common again.
Oh.
Can I play the welder?
All right.
She never wants to talk to me anymore. Have you noticed that? I can remember when she used to spend hours fiddling with all my buttons and wiping her sticky little fingers over the video screen. She was always asking me to tell her a story. Cinderella of Titan or the Babes in the Space-Time Warp.
You were marvellous with her.
Oh, by the way, have you seen the gardening machine lately? We usually have a game of multidimensional bridge on a Thursday.
It broke down.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Serious, is it? She's getting on a bit, you know.
Well, you'd better ask Felix.
As serious as that, is it? Oh, well, what did she die of?
It broke down, Cecil.
Where is she then?
Oh, well, she went to the scrap place.
To retire?
Have you worked out the menu for next week?
I'll flash it on the video for you. Oh, sorry, that did hurt a bit. There you are.
Mock prawn curry every day.
What's wrong with that?
I'm sorry, Cecil, you'll have to think of something else.
What a dreadful sense of humour that computer technician had this morning. A terminal. Oh, pathetic. You don't have to pretend, Beth. I know it won't be all that long before I peg out.
You're programmed for that not to bother you, aren't you?
What are you going to do? Wait for me to go or switch me off?
I don't want to listen to this.
You don't have to. You could switch me off now and then you wouldn't have to eat my curry all next week either.
The technician said he might be able to fix you up a bit.
Oh, come on, Beth. What do you take me for? I really would like to know what happened to the gardening machine.
I've told you.
No, you haven't. Did they put her in a compressor and crush her to the size of a ball bearing?
Oh, shut up, Cecil.
Well, only asking. Doesn't upset me, you know. I'm programmed for it, not you. I don't want to end up as a little lump of metal. At least you decompose. Oh, here comes Felix. He looks pleased about something.
Had a good day, love. Gin and tonic, Cecil.
You're in a good mood.
Does happen once in a while. We're going to have the Dargendi for a week.
The what?
Oh, Beth, you must have heard of the Dargendi. This isn't gin and tonic, Cecil. I don't know what it is, but it certainly isn't gin and tonic. No, he's a very important person on his own planet. Brilliant scientist, political genius, and, wait for it, he's frightfully interested in seaweed. I think that's what she meant. He just wants to stay in an ordinary home while he's here.
You mean he wants to slum it and we're lumbered? Honestly, Felix, what I need is a night out, not some alien intellectual to stay for a week.
You don't see, do you? I've been handed a position of responsibility for once. Promotion, money, new house computer, it's all on the cards. A Domi Pewter Z17 Deluxe, if you want.
Shh, be quiet.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. That's PVC and metal, that is.
Oh, please, Felix, don't.
I've got to meet him at Spaceport 3 in about 93 minutes. He's travelling incognito, so we'll come back by the ordinary transport system.
93 minutes? Well, is he a humanoid? What does he eat? What am I going to say to him?
Well, Cecil will have some information stashed away somewhere.
Cecil!
Yes, don't rush me. Extraterrestrial data. Yes, here we are. The Dargendi is a native of the planet Xyleron. Dietary and unconsciousness requirements are similar to your own, and the standard greeting is, may your yogurt culture never take over the freeze room. He will want a bath 3 times in every 24 hours with his left foot pointing towards the star Vega, and any reference to his truss is thought to be in the worst of taste. Generally considered to be one of the most easygoing of life forms and generous to a fault.
There you are. No problem.
We could lose our sweating licenses for this, Whoopi.
Just bear with me, will you? I made a mistake. Everyone makes mistakes. However, I will not land this ship in the spaceport. No, I'm not going to sanction that tosh. You can just forget it. Look. Look down there.
Where?
Now, that's okay. It's all green. Some sort of vegetation by the look of it. We'll be fine this time. You won't get wet again.
Oh, scan it, Whoppy.
I can't. We cracked the screen last time we tried to land.
I once read about one mended with a piece of adhesive tape.
Oh, you do read some trash, don't you? Fire 14 and phase Alpha 3.
Phasing.
Cut 14.
14 cut.
Nice and slow.
Phasing
there we
together.
Are. That's it. 13 Erglips are descending.
Here we
Looking
go.
Good. That's it. Slowly does it. Slowly does it.
Gently.
Now concentrate on what you're doing, Tosh.
I am.
No, you're not. You're looking out the window. Oh!
You've done it again!
You've definitely got it wrong. There are no arrivals from Xyleron today. They have a nuclear war in progress. We do have a full staff on the hopper from Zimmelon, though. He'll be over there at decontamination.
I don't see it.
Shaped a bit like a melon and exuding orange perspiration. The really weird ones with fluorescent gills and video cameras are Ultrafire salesmen from Argalan.
You're quite sure?
What's the matter? Have you met an alien before?
Of course I have. Right then, thanks a lot. Mr. Falstaff?
Temporarily.
May your yogurt culture never take over the freeze room.
I beg your pardon?
Damn you, Cecil. I don't suppose you want to bath 3 times a day either.
Certainly not.
Oh. Did you have a good flight?
What? Oh, the flight. Does one carry one's own fardel, or is there an android?
What?
Fardel, the luggage. Is that man watching me? Don't look. Ah, he's going. You seem very nervous.
Me? Oh, Well, I haven't met anyone as important as you before.
And you feel inferior. Well, never mind. Whatever you do, don't look conspicuous. I don't want the media to know I'm here. 'Tis time, I think, to trudge, pack, and be gone. Come on, I haven't got all day.
You've been gone a long time. When I was just out of the packing case, women didn't go gallivanting out to welding classes all day long, wearing overalls and singeing their hair.
80 years ago, they were too busy running the house to have any time to do anything else. Now, run along and get changed for Space Rangers, Sally. Whew, it's a bit warm in here. Has everything been all right?
Well, not exactly. I've had a little indiscretion on the floor.
Cecil!
I reversed the flow to the washer by accident. I was thinking about something else. I turned up the heating to try and compensate, evaporate the puddles. Has it?
Oh, yes.
And some Mormons called. We had a very interesting discussion through the intercom. They don't believe that machines have souls. Did you know that? When I go, that's it. Finish.
Well, if it's any help to you, I don't think I've got a soul either.
But of course it isn't any help. What might be of some small use is how you cope with it, or rather without it.
I don't think about it.
I don't seem to be able to stop thinking about it. I seem to have a metaphysical short circuit. Mind you, the whole question of immortality is rather more immediate for me.
Death isn't anything, Cecil. It's like trying to see out of the back of your head. Nothing. Now, don't worry about it.
So you think I'm frightened of nothing? I'm very frightened of nothing.
Oh, for God's sake, let's change the subject. Do you think there's a catch in this sudden interest H.T.'s taking in Felix?
Well, she chose Felix because he and the Dazendi share the same interests.
Well, Felix doesn't have any interests.
Yes, he does. Shakespeare.
Shakespeare?
Early European playwright. The Dazendi is an expert on him.
Felix doesn't know the first thing about Shakespeare.
Doesn't he? I never really approved of Felix. You know that, don't you? I told your parents as much. You could have done a lot better for yourself.
Cecil! Listen, did Felix get this job on the strength of a qualification he doesn't have?
It looks like it.
Look! Here comes Daddy. What's that thing he's got with him?
Let me see.
It's a large melon with 7 legs.
I don't believe it. Cecil, you told me he would be humanoid.
You're not going to like this, Beth, but I appear to have a slight malfunction on cross-referencing.
Slight? I knew there would be a catch. That's just like H.T. I just knew it.
Felix isn't interested in early European literature, and the Dazendi isn't even a vertebrate. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'll erase the relevant sections.
Beth, this is the Dazendi.
Oh, staff, how do you do?
May your yogurt culture never take over the freeze room.
God sweat. Forget everything Cecil said. Everything.
He's dripping.
Would you like a drink?
A quart of sack would be well received. Why is the little one staring at me?
I'm not. Well, I'm trying to.
Thou comest in such a questionable shape, eh? Hamlet, Act 1, Scene 4. If you don't have any sack, ale will do. And I'd like to discuss Hamlet in depth with you, Felix. There's a reference to sweating that interests me enormously in the soliloquy in Act 3. Who would fardels bear to grunt and sweat under a weary life? It's so utterly basic. The Zimmelonian dilemma encapsulated in primitive blank verse. So stark. So graphic. That's the third time you've opened your mouth without saying anything. I notice you inhale and exhale copiously at the same time. Is there a word for this activity?
Yawning.
Didn't expect to see you today, Felix. Thought you'd be out entertaining on your new expense account.
I've just come in to pick up some promotional stuff on Bladderwrack.
Taking the Dazendi out to our kelp fields in the North Sea yet?
Well, no.
You haven't? meant to find out how you'd been getting on, Felix, but I've been a bit preoccupied with this outbreak of vandalism.
Vandalism?
Ruined my ice rink, smashed up the paving stones, antiques everyone, cost the insurance company a small fortune. Some young thug in a hopper, we think, had a blast to do too many. Tried to land on the firm's lake as well, you know. Bloody shame about the algae. Think you'll clinch a deal with the Dargendi, Felix, hmm?
Well, it's just a couple of little things to iron out. Nothing much. Look, I'll have to dash, H.T. I said I'd meet Sally from school, and I'm late already.
Daddy said he'd meet me. It's not fair. He knows I don't like going home alone in the dark. He promised. Who is it? Go away!
Oh, don't be like that. Give me a break. I only want to ask you a couple of questions about the guest you've got staying with you. It won't take a moment. You see, plants don't grow in water on my planet. How was I to know we'd land in a lake? It was the last thing I expected, really the very last thing. And when we finally did get down, we fell out. And now Tosh won't speak to me, which makes this contract just about the most miserable job I've had for centuries. And believe me, I've had some pretty sickening pieces of work to do over the last 300 years. Some of it's been the pits. So to be perfectly honest, I feel quite low enough without some little biped telling me to go away for no reason whatsoever. Hey, where's he gone? Oi, human! Drip.
5 whole days, and he hasn't even shown the slightest interest in the kelp fields. Oh, you were right, Beth. We've been lumbered. I ought to tell H.T. to stuff her diplomatic job right up her domiputer.
And what have you said to her?
I lied. I let her think the deal was as good as sewn up. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Do you want me to talk to him about it? I think he is a bit disappointed in you over the Shakespeare business. You shouldn't have told him Troilus and Cressida was out of season.
No, it's more than just that. He doesn't seem to have the slightest intention of drawing up a contract. It's like all that was just an excuse to visit Earth. I might as well hand in my resignation and get myself recycled. I'm finished after this. Cecil's gone senile, and our daughter's getting paranoid delusions about things following her home from school. It's all that damn Cecil's fault. Those awful bedtime stories he used to tell her.
You should have been at the school when you said you would be. You mustn't blame Cecil for everything.
Why on earth not? If it hadn't been for him, I wouldn't be in this mess. He's a ruddy liability.
We need a night out or something. We don't usually argue like this.
And leave dear Cecil in charge of everything? Oh, no. No, no, no.
I shouldn't intrude like this, but I couldn't help overhearing what you just said. You have my deepest sympathy. An efficient computer is absolutely essential. Housework is the most humiliating occupation for a wench. Please be my guest. Go out for the evening. I'll keep an eye on things.
Felix?
Oh, why not?
You'll go, Cecil.
You can't have that, Sally. It's an abbreviation. How about Gleek?
Gleek?
Joke.
Oh, I don't get it.
Gleek means to joke. Nay, I can gleek upon occasions. Bottom.
Bottom?
Oh, I think it's Cecil's turn.
I suppose when it comes down to it, you're both electrical systems just like me, aren't you? Are the beginnings and ends of this weird phase of awareness in between. Maybe your insulation is more efficient than mine.
Are you playing?
You know, I don't really feel like it at the moment. Just it is all very straightforward until I arrive at the question of me. What's this thing called me doing mixed up in it? It doesn't make sense.
Why does it have to make sense? The universe takes the easiest way out every time. If it's easier for something to exist than not to exist, it exists, that's all.
Well, that doesn't help.
Shh! I think there's someone outside.
Are you certain?
Can't you hear it?
They've located me, then.
Who have?
Cecil, can anyone get in?
No, not if I don't let them.
Is it the thing that followed me the other night?
What thing? Shh! Oh, they've got a tracker on me.
Who have?
You want a detailed explanation now?
I'm frightened.
Look, I didn't come here to negotiate a seaweed contract, really. I was running away. There are 2 euthanasia operatives out there, and they're going to kill me if they can.
Euthanasia? Oh, there's a thing.
How old are you?
What does it matter? About 1,500 of your Earth years.
And they're going to kill you just for being old?
Oh, sweat, Tosh. I don't think it's going to disintegrate.
tried on 7.
Right.
Nope.
No.
D'Argendi, we know you're in there. Now, don't go and make things difficult. We've had a really lousy time finding you.
You just wouldn't believe it.
I mean, you needn't think we've had it particularly easy or anything.
A plague on both your houses, you gore-bellied buzzards.
What did he call us? Gore-bellied something or other?
Buzzards, I don't know. Scan the house computer's memory.
What for? What does gore-bellied mean?
How should I know? Will you just do as I tell you?
Well, don't go sneering at my adhesive tape in future. You couldn't get the scanner going again.
Oh.
I wish Mum and Dad would come back.
It wouldn't make any difference.
They're ringing the doorbell.
Hello.
And a good evening to you, Elder Grant from the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Hallelujah.
Dear Vice Princessal.
I wonder if you'd care to continue the conversation we started last Tuesday when I told you about the plan of salvation. You wanted to know whether there were any references in the Book of Mormon to the spirit of the machine.
Oh, how very kind of you to come back. You'll come in.
Cecil, no!
Too late, little biped. Where is... There he is. Out of the way, tadpole.
No, I won't. I think you're horrid. And don't you dare call me a tadpole.
Oh, well, I'm really very sorry, but give me a chance. You don't even know me. I really did love my mother, you know. I was terribly upset when I got her contract, but I can assure you she didn't feel anything, honestly. It's a funny sort of job, killing people. You don't really
ever... Oh, shut up, Tosh. I'll do a deal with you.
A deal? What have you got that can possibly interest us?
Time. Lots and lots of lovely time. Your time. I still have influences beyond your wildest dreams. Let's at least discuss it.
No tricks.
My word on it.
But we have to have a reading on the life extinction recorder.
I can arrange that.
How can you do it without killing someone?
Don't worry. I have a plan.
I haven't been to a low-gravity restaurant for years. They do antiques here, don't they? Can we afford it?
Let's have a look at the menu. Jugged hare.
Oh.
That's 150 years old at least. Hares have been extinct for a long time.
Well, let's have lamb cutlets. They're not quite so expensive. I'll order. Oh, Felix, look. The souffle actually floats.
Oh, it's getting away from Cecil that's so uplifting.
Oh, you blame Cecil for everything. It saves you spending any time thinking about yourself and the reason for your existence. Oh, thank you. Oh, that looks delicious.
Well, I'm entitled to blame Cecil for quite a lot when you think about it. The change in you, for a start. Well, I mean, he can't even clean himself properly anymore. You had to go all over the magnetic heads with methylated spirits the other day.
I didn't mind.
Well, I did. It must have taken you hours. You fell asleep over your supper.
Oh, we're just waiting for him to fall apart, aren't we? Oh, it's so awful when he's been with us all these years.
You're much too emotionally involved with that computer, Beth. You don't owe him anything.
He brought me up. You forget that. He was more of a father to me than my biological one ever was.
He's a piece of metal. All this philosophizing of his is just little electrical charges going blip. People don't behave like that. They take a pill if something insoluble turns up. What worries me is how I'm going to afford another computer for you if this job falls through. Oh, well. Come on, eat up. Then we better get back and see what the old scrap heap's been up to.
So I said to Wobby, aren't you going to scan it, I said.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what he called me?
What?
Well, I won't repeat it, not in front of a tadpole.
Hey,
these bladderwrack crackers aren't bad.
I've never heard of anything as silly as landing on a light before.
It was all green. Ugh. We've got salt lakes by the thousand on Zimmerland. But you don't get any plants on them or in them. This seaweed stuff actually grows in the water.
Yes.
Sweating spaceships.
Do you really kill people for a living?
Well, I wouldn't put it quite like that. I'm a euthanasia operative.
Hmm.
It seemed a glamorous sort of occupation to start off with.
I suppose I'd better explain. You see, our planet is even more overcrowded than yours. When somebody's born, somebody else has to die.
Why can't they emigrate?
Oh, interplanetary regs. Your population is limited to the number of life forms your planet can support. Stops all that colonial expansionist nonsense. It was our friend here's turn to get eliminated next, whatever planet he happened to be on.
Couldn't they just stop people being born?
Oh, what? A world full of geriatrics? What's the point?
What's the point anyway?
Hey, Wobby, you know that ice thing we landed on?
Yes, I do.
It's called a skating rink. It's for sliding around on.
You're kidding.
It was controlled by a domiputer. Sliding around places. Would you credit it?
How would you like a domiputer, Sally?
I don't know. They're supposed to be able to do all sorts of things. But I don't think Mum would like it. She's a bit sentimental about Cecil, you know. You're dripping again. Why do you?
Why do I sweat so much? It's the only really natural function we have left on Zimmalon. And even then you need a license.
That's right.
It's what attracted me to your planet. All the references to it in your literature. Yeah. Shakespeare, you see. Sweat of industry, sweat of wrath, sweat of a thousand friends. This earth must be wondrous uninhibited, I thought. I was 600 years out of date, unfortunately. Some scoundrel invented antiperspirants, and the only creative minds left in operation appear to belong to computers. Isn't that so, Cecil?
Oh, there was this little factory. The sunlight used to stream through the windows. Now, that sunlight was the first thing I ever picked up with my photoelectric cells.
Oh,
you could compute the number of dust particles floating in the shafts of light. Oh, it was fun. And the first time they switched on my magnetic heads, I heard the smooth sound of well-oiled machinery and the ticking of a clock. Time beginning. Now I'm losing those faculties one by one. Sometimes I miss on high frequencies. I can't distinguish things as accurately in a dim light as I used to be able to. And as for the infrared, well... Oh, I didn't tell the technician about the leak in the sanitation system. Well, he should have found it. Bit embarrassing. Capacitor or two. Life isn't like that, is it? I mean, oh, leaking quite a lot now.
I wondered what the smell was.
I expect it's all over the front garden.
Oh,
I want Beth. Where's Beth?
She'll be back in a minute. Oh, look. All the tubs of grass are floating away. I think we'd better go out and rescue them. Mummy will be awfully upset. It's too late. They're coming back. I think they're going to get their feet wet.
Open the door, Cecil.
I can't. There are two euthanasia operatives out there waiting to kill the Nascendi.
Cecil, it's me. Open the door.
Oh, isn't that clever? They've imitated Felix's voice perfectly. But it isn't them. I had the perspicacity to do a voice print.
It is, Daddy, Cecil. You've got it all wrong. The others are in here.
Well, they can't be. I didn't let them in. I wouldn't do a thing like that.
But you did.
Rubbish. How about some music?
Cecil!
Oh, what's that?
Cecil!
If you won't let them in, then you can let me out.
Nobody goes out. I'm babysitting. La la la, la la la, la la la.
This is ridiculous. I'm going to switch him off.
Well, what's that? Switch me off? But I can still do all sorts of wonderful things for you. I can electrocute those euthanasia operatives outside for you if you like. Simple.
No!
All right, how about a bath? I'll run the water. You could all have one if I flooded the bathroom. A prawn curry, anyone?
No?
Well, I know. I'll read you a story. Now, this is from the Book of Mormon. Now, concerning the state of the soul between death and the resurrection, behold, it has been made known unto me by an angel. I wonder how relevant this actually is.
You know, Wobby, my mother went a bit like this.
Oh, really? God, what on earth's been happening? Who are these people? They're drunk. Has the Darzendi reproduced himself or something?
Well,
is that why he wanted us out of the way for the evening?
No, don't be disgusting. He wouldn't do a thing like that in private.
Oh, Cecil, how could you? Look, there's water coming from the ceiling and the smell outside and my tubs of grass.
Abide with me. Eventide. Now, you don't love me, any of you. Felix hates me. He can't wait for me to go, can you, Felix?
Oh, really?
Memento mori, but I forgot you'd rather not think about it. Let's all not think about it and have a party.
going away party for me.
Oh, Cecil, I love you. You know I do.
Oh, for God's sake.
Is that you, Beth? I thought you'd abandoned me.
No.
Oh, there's something frightfully interesting I think I ought to tell
what?
You. I can't see anything anymore.
Oh, dear.
But it isn't black. You were right, Beth. It isn't anything. Tell the Darzende. The rest is silence.
So he was the one who was interested in Shakespeare, he should have said. Did you get that on the life extinction recorder, Tosh? Yep.
You switched him off. You killed him.
He put him out of his misery. That's what euthanasia's for.
Without consent?
Are we going to have to clear all this mess up ourselves?
You callous little thing. Oh, pass me the, what do you call it?
Bucket plant.
Yes.
Hey, this is fun. I'm all soapy.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, I've mopped up all the water in the bathroom. What do you want me to do now?
I think we could all do with a cup of coffee. Where's the Darzende? Shirking as usual?
Dismantling Cecil.
Oh.
Do you want to keep this prawn curry? It's a bit congealed.
Oh, no, chuck it.
No, don't.
Beth. What's the damn great transporter doing parking outside our house?
Ah, that'll be the first section of the Domiputer Z17 Deluxe.
What?
It's the one you wanted for Beth, isn't it? A present from me.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't know what to say. You've had nothing but trouble since you came here. I didn't know a blind thing about Shakespeare. And Cecil nearly did you in by letting a couple of potential assassins through the door. You've had a lot to put up with. An awful lot of things malfunctioning. And a never-ending stream of prawn curry.
But it makes such a pleasant change for things to go wrong. Anyway, I've as good as lost you your job. What are you going to do?
Oh, God knows. Well, I could ask you the same question. But what I would like to know is why Tosh and Wobby aren't after your skin anymore.
Here's your coffee.
Oh, thanks, Beth.
We made a deal.
What sort of a deal?
I rearranged their birth dates on my planet's central computer. I can key into it from anywhere. Euthanasia operatives are always dying for the chance to rejuvenate.
But then, they're cheating on the very thing they're supposed to be responsible for.
Is that so unusual?
Well, why couldn't you change your own birth date?
Oh, it's too well known. I shouldn't have made the mistake of becoming a celebrity.
So really, you bribed them? But don't they have to have proof? A body or something?
Oh, just a reading on the life extinction recorder.
Cecil's reading?
Yes.
Yeah, but Cecil wasn't alive.
He was more alive than any of us. We're cushioned against everything, computed into monotony from birth. How many of us ever witnessed birth or death? Cecil was the only one left with any concern for the thing that used to be called the human condition. We're the ones who are cheating on our responsibilities, handing down our problems for unnatural descendants to solve.
Anyone would think flesh and blood had sole rights on the question of existence. It doesn't matter what you're made of. All that's necessary is a concept of self. Why shouldn't computers like Cecil hold these things in trust until humanity has sorted itself out a bit?
Cecil isn't holding anything in trust for anyone. He's dead. Oh...
Don't take any notice. She'll love the Domiputer once she gets used to it. She was a bit funny about Cecil. You know, women.
You mean she misses playing nursemaid to a computer?
Will you excuse me? I want to supervise the installation.
Oh, I hope you and Wobby will be able to stay for the switching on party tomorrow.
Oh, wouldn't miss that for anything. You're not going back to work, then?
No. You know, it's an awful shame. From what the Darzende says, you've got no water plants at all. No. And some large salty lakes that would be ideal for seaweed.
Mm. Oh, you reckon somebody could make a killing, then?
Yes, in the manner of speaking.
Mm. I'll have a word with Wobby.
Do you have to have the ultra-fi quite so loud?
I'll reduce the level.
Thanks.
I quite fancied a change of occupation, actually. Being a euthanasia operative lost its charm after I did in, Mother. Bit of a dead end, really. I'd like to go into seaweed in a big way. Bladderwrack nurseries, kelp processing plants, the lot.
That's what I like to hear. Huh? Someone with an eye to the future. Oh. Think big, I always say. Yes.
Wadden signed the contract, H.T. I inserted a 5-year option on lava weed as well.
Good work, Felix. To be perfectly honest, I didn't expect anything to come of this. Bit of a long shot to please the government, you know.
Yeah.
Have to discuss your salary.
Are we all assembled?
Oh, yes, yes,
right.
A lot of stupid fuss about flicking a switch.
Here's to the changeling.
The changeling!
Hello, everyone. Isn't this just too much? I feel 50 years younger.
I don't understand.
You're not the only one.
What's the matter with you all? It's me, Cecil. I know I screwed up things a bit last week, but it won't happen again. Not now.
But you died.
You betcha. But the Book of Mormon says the spirit and the body shall be reunited again in its perfect form.
Hallelujah!
It is, Cecil.
I've put Cecil's memory, and of course his voice, into the domiputer. He won't break down again in the foreseeable future, and he's capable of performing 10 times the functions he was.
That's fantastic. I've never heard of it being done before. I thought the personality was dependent on the amount of wear in specific components.
Certainly. But I have the technological know-how to replicate it with great accuracy without impairing the machine's ability. I'm a bit of an authority on that sort of thing.
Wait a minute. You said you replicated Cecil's personality. So it isn't actually Cecil. Just a copy.
I think I'm Cecil.
Well, Darshendi, is he really Cecil or isn't he? Yes.
Sally, I wish I knew. What do you think?
The Essential Cecil was written by Elizabeth Kay. Cecil was played by Peter Tuddenham, Beth by Jennifer Piercy, and Felix John Rye. The Darjendi, Cyril Shapps, Tosh David Timpson, Wobby Peter Baldwin, and Sally Ksisha Newman. H.T. was played by Margaret Robertson. Telephone and desk girl, Catherine Hurlbut. Radiophonic sound by Dick Mills of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The play was directed by Cherry Cookson.
So you're going to buy a place near Stratford and finish your thesis on provincial literature.
Mm-hmm.
You're quite sure about Falstaff as an alias? I've been scanning Henry IV, and in the epilogue it says, Falstaff shall die of a sweat.
I know. What a way to go.